It's impossible to escape the recent headlines. The food supply chain is vulnerable. Food prices for some products are going up. Millions of pigs and chickens are being killed, vegetables tilled under, and milk dumped down the drain because farmers can't get those products processed. This massive food waste due to the global pandemic's effects on the national food supply chain has people re-examining the way we live and eat. And home gardening is huge. Across the country, a new kind of residential community is taking off, one that connects residents to locally grown food. Community Voices producer Renee Wild has a story from Warren County.
About a decade ago, Leslie Aberle was at a crossroads in her life. She had developed some serious health issues that were keeping Aberle away from her company, Pendragon Homes. And then her father passed away, and Leslie Aberle was left to deal with the 141-acre property that he had developed for his family, which centered around a cluster of Swiss-style homes. Aberle wanted to sell the property. But then, her father came to her in a dream.
And I actually had a dream. My dad came to me in a dream, and he said he wasn't going to let the farm sell. And I said, "You've got to release us. You have no idea what's going on here. I'm sick, and Mom can't handle the farm all by herself." And he said, "Well, what's important to you?" I said, "I think it's organic food." And he said, "And what do you do for a living?" And I said, "You're not going to believe this, but I started a home building company after you died." And he said, "Put them together."
And that advice, which came in a dream, inspired Leslie Aberle to create a residential neighborhood built around a working farm that would supply healthy organic food to its community. It's a new kind of residential development, known as an agrihood. The Urban Land Institute counts over 90 agrihoods in the U.S., and Aberle Springs, just north of Cincinnati, is the first one in Ohio. On a beautiful spring day in May, this two-year-old residential development was busy. In the finished section of Phase 1, modern houses lined a cul-de-sac. Pairs of kids pedaled their bikes down the street under a brilliant blue sky dotted with puffy white clouds, and sheep grazed in a grassy paddock alongside a donkey. At the lake, a mother and her young son were sitting on the dock eating lunch, and down the road came the faint sounds of construction crews working on the new houses in Phase 2. Aberle says there are homes for sale at three price points here.
So we have our courtyard product, our manor product, and our state product. So the houses range from $350 to over $1 million. So a big spread.
At the center of the neighborhood is the farm. Aberle Springs employs full-time farmers to raise meat, eggs, and produce on their property for the residents. The harvest of food is made available through the on-site farm market. They use the community-supported agriculture, or CSA, model, which means subscribers pay up front for a year's worth of products. Residents are required to pay a yearly fee of $850, which is credited to their CSA account. But unlike traditional CSAs, the residents of Aberle Springs get to pick and choose what they want from the on-site farm market. Outside the store, I run into Amanda and her two daughters. They've lived here for about a year.
It could not be a more perfect place to raise kids. We have three kids. And, you know, with the younger ones, it's just kids being free range and playing everywhere. We've had some really fantastic, like, potlucks where at a moment's notice we send out a text message and then we've got five families that come together and bring a dish and we sit around the fire and the kids are playing in the woods and adults get to hang out and have grown-up time and the kids are right there. So it's this perfect balance of shared space.
I love cleaning out like the chicken coop and collecting all the eggs and washing them and putting them in egg cartons and putting them in to
the market.
In one of the community garden plots, homeowner Kate Lester is planting carrots. She just retired May 1st.
What's not to love? I mean, it's beautiful here. And I always wanted to live on a farm, but I never wanted to do the work. But the best part is that there's every different age group here. There's old retired people like me. There's 28 kids, or maybe there's 30 by now. I know, they move really fast, so it's hard to keep count on them. I've never lived in a place before where I know all my neighbors.
That sense of connection is what drives Leslie Aberlin's vision for this agri-community.
Well, what I discovered being in the home building business, especially when I was building out in kind of your traditional subdivisions is people are lonely. They're lonely and they're isolated. And I'll tell you, every time I'm ready to open a phase, I have at least 25 to 30 people on a list. They're clamoring to get in. It's a testimonial to how important community is to people. I think it's got to be the way of the future. I think we're having a huge wake-up call right now. It's so scary to me how much of our food goes to China and back and all this stuff that's so unnecessary. And it really will become my life mission to teach other people how to do this.
For County Lines on WYSO, I'm Renee Wild in Warren County.
County Lines is made possible by a grant from Ohio Humanities and is produced at the Eichelberger Center for Community Voices at WYSO.